Psalm 11, to the choir master of David. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrow to the string to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see, his eyelids test the children of man. The Lord tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. Let him rain coals on the wicked. Fire and sulfur and a scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous, he loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face. Those who walk with God experience a range of trials, a few of which are mentioned in this psalm. They are told to flee to a mountain, implying that they are vulnerable and unprotected. They are shot at, implying that they are the target of attacks, such as verbal ostracism. But God is in his holy temple, and his eyes see. Nothing goes unnoticed by the Lord of heaven. He will bring justice one day. And on that day, the upright shall behold his face. Have you considered this promise? Have you taken it down deep into your soul? What does this promise mean? The term upright refers not to the sinlessly perfect, but to those who operate out of a basic trust in God, knowing their imperfections, those who, like God, love righteousness and hate wickedness. What does it mean that believers will see the face of God? It means we will become ourselves, finally. It means dawn will rise on the dark gray of this fallen world. It means final rest will be ours. It means we will be with the one of whom even the best earthly friendships are only a faint glimpse, and to whom the most sublime earthly joys are finally pointing. As the very end of the Bible puts it, they will see his face.